This week on The Marquee, we've got race car drivers and a race to the altar. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Ron Howard directs the racing biopic Rush. While the ads may focus on Liam Hemsworth as the womanizing and reckless James Hunt, equal or greater time is spent on Nick Lauda, his main competitor. Rush has its moments, but they are few and far between in this unfocused Days of Thunder-style film.
In the rom-com Baggage Claim, Paula Patton stars as a flight attendant who takes to the friendly skies in an attempt to bump into her old boyfriends and find one who will propose to her before her little sister's wedding. The concept seems to have come right out of the 1950s, and the overplayed story and overcooked acting make it painful to watch.
Kristen's dream crush, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, writes, stars, and directs in the Jersey Shore-ish Don John. Levitt's John struggles with realistic notions of sex and intimacy with his new girlfriend, played by Scarlett Johansson, because of his overexposure to pornography. How many times are you going to go to the theater this weekend to see it?
Oh, at least 6 or 7. In Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Bill Hader once again voices Flint Lockwood, the ambitious inventor who discovers that his invention that turns water into food is now creating living food animals, and it's up to him and his friends to save humanity from these hybrid creations.
Also opening in Columbus, Julia Louis-Dreyfus stars in the romantic comedy Enough Said. Divorced and facing her daughter's departure to college, Dreyfus becomes interested in another divorcee, but is horrified to find out that he is her new best friend's ex-husband.
If you're looking for some classic scares, head to the Gateway, where the 4th annual Hitchcocktober begins this weekend. Now through the end of October, you can check out some of the director's most beloved films, everything from Rear Window to Psycho. Or, for something equally scary, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Adam Sandler's latest questionably comic adventure, Grown Ups 2. Or you can see Ashton Kutcher as Apple's late CEO in Jobs. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Don John. I wasn't able to make it to the screening, but I can't wait to check out Joseph Gordon-Levitt's directing debut.
Nothing is really blowing my skirt up this week. With that said, I'm more intrigued by Joseph Gordon-Levitt's Don John than I was impressed with Rush.
Or if the latest batch of new releases isn't calling your name, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Iron Man 3. Robert Downey Jr. returns as the billionaire playboy turned crime-fighting hero who finds himself facing off against a terrorist known as the Mandarin. The latest Iron Man installment is a little moodier than the average superhero adventure, but Ben Kingsley alone makes it worth watching again.
In Redemption, Jason Statham plays a homeless Special Forces veteran on the run from a court-martial and assumes the identity of another man to become a crime-fighting vigilante.
In the Israeli drama Fill the Void, a young Hasidic woman finds herself under the pressure of her family, her community, and her traditions to marry her late sister's husband and care for their child.
The Kings of Summer is a coming-of-age story of three rebellious teenage boys that decide to run away to the nearby woods to build a house and live off the land away from their parents' rules. They quickly learn that all families have problems, not just the ones you're born into.
Unfinished Song stars Terrence Stamp as a cranky old widower who finds a little bit of happiness in the music of a quirky local choir and its eccentric director.
The documentary Room 237 explores the many different interpretations of Stanley Kubrick's classic horror film, The Shining. This week's catalog titles also include two from horror master John Carpenter, a reissue of Halloween, and one of his lesser-known titles, Prince of Darkness.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Iron Man 3 may not be my favorite Iron Man movie, but it's definitely worth another look on Blu-ray.
Agreed. I think I enjoyed Iron Man 3 slightly more than Kristen, and it is definitely worth a watch, especially if you missed it theatrically.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for George Clooney and Sandra Bullock's version of Lost in Space. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
nobody puts baby in the corner.